Kaya FM podcast.
What's your thoughts as one of the prominent athletes here?
Probably the big man.
What do you think? Have you been through this experience before?
No, never before. Wherever I've been, everything has been okay. I think this is the worst organized event in Africa and in the world. As you could see, there's nothing going on. We're just there, you know. We don't know even if we will compete. But of course, those who are competing tomorrow morning, there are no Kenyans who are competing because we haven't arrived at the place of the competition.
But do you think Nigeria made adequate preparations for this thing? Do they prepare enough to have this many athletes and other administrators at the event?
No, maybe they wake up on Sunday and say we'll have the event today. So they are not prepared, I think so. Because if you see, when you have a big competition like that, at this airport we should be having a place where the athletes, athletes lane, will use. But here there's nothing.
And then African athletes are often accused of overlooking the African events in favor of going to Europe. Does this justify you neglecting this event in the future?
I think so, yeah. This one can make someone to shy off, you know, just to stay home. For me, I feel I should have stayed at home. I have better competition I can do than this. But because I wanted to represent Africa in Continental Cup, you know, I needed to come here and compete. But unfortunately, what is going on is a mess.
What can be the solution going forward in future?
You know, such countries like Nigeria, they shouldn't be given such competition to arrange, you know. They are so poor in organization. I've had earrings at the many years back when they have the whole African Games, the same thing happened. So how are they given this? And they cannot manage.
And then your message to all the people who love athletics and
if we don't compete as Kenyans, then we are sorry.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned to Kaya FM for more.